Where in the world can I find clients? If you've ever asked yourself this question, then this podcast episode is for you. Let's cue that intro and get this started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, your host, Rachel Peterson, and I remember all too well when I first started as the social media manager, and I felt like there was this like multi-million dollar question hanging over my head. How do I find clients? And I was like searching for any answer I could. I wanted to play it cool. I didn't want to like go into every single Facebook group and say, how do I find clients? How did you find clients? Tell me how you found clients. Can I pick your brain? Which, by the way, a lot of people don't know this, but asking to pick someone's brain is kind of a frustrating question for anyone who charges for their services. So I didn't want to be that person that was asking that. And so this is going to be a helpful episode if you work with any kind of one-on-one clients, whether you're a coach or a fitness professional or a social media manager, funnel builder, Facebook ad strategist. No matter what you do, as long as you work one-on-one with clients, this is going to be really, really helpful, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about this because I remember I would like be searching for these answers. I always heard that phrase, success leaves breadcrumbs, and I was like, I'm going to find these breadcrumbs. I was so hungry to make this work as a social media manager. And so meanwhile, I'm still in my 9-to-5 full-time working, desperately looking to find clients somewhere. And I would watch these YouTube videos or read these blogs about how to find clients. And they would say things like, email your huge list and, you know, you'll hopefully get some clients from that. And I was like, well, my list is like 26 people, probably not going to happen. Or they would say things like, you know, set up some Facebook ads. And I'd be like, yeah, I don't have a budget to spend on Facebook ads. Like, that's just not going to happen. And so basically, I'm sitting here reading this. And then, oh, there's one more piece of advice that I have to break down. So many people say like cold call businesses. That is a very fast way to waste a lot of time. It's a crazy numbers game. You can call 100 businesses a day and it could take 30 days for something to happen. Does it work? Sometimes. But we're going to dive into a bunch of different ways that you can secure clients, and I'm going to give you guys an awesome content upgrade at the end of this episode. So, you ready for it? All right, so the first one is publish cheat sheets and checklists. Whatever services you want to offer, publish some cheat sheets and checklists that make it easy for your clients to find you and fall in love with you. If you're a fitness expert, make sure you do a cheat sheet for, you know, eat this, not this before bed or something along those lines. Create a checklist for the essentials of a successful Instagram account. Like, make cheat sheets and checklists and get them out there, whether it's on Pinterest or if it's on your blog, maybe it's on your website, maybe you post it on LinkedIn once you've connected with a ton of people. Get them out there to the world and build your email list. The next big thing is creating a messenger bot offer for business. This is a great way to get some awesome leads for your business with clients. I really like to set these up usually with ManyChat. And while it's not free, I think it's only like $9 or $10, max $20 per month. And it's awesome because when clients comment or potential clients comment on your post, you can trigger an offer to go through to them on Messenger in follow-up messages, which is awesome. Strategy number three, check the creative gigs section on Craigslist. You'd be shocked by how many potential clients there are hanging out on Craigslist looking to hire someone. It's a great place to find awesome opportunities. Now, if you do have an email list, strategy number four is going to be super helpful. Send out case studies to your email list. Of course, if you haven't worked with clients and you don't have a list, then that strategy is not for you. Let's scratch it and move to the next one. That's strategy number 5, create power teams for referrals with local service providers. Now, this is really powerful. Whatever services you offer, find people in similar verticals that have clients that you would want to work with and set up these power teams where you guys refer each other. It's almost like a free BNI, which is Business Networking International. So if I were a fitness expert, I would find a hairstylist and an esthetician and maybe even a dietitian, and I would set up a referral system and offer them a juicy bonus or incentive for sending their clients to me, and vice versa. Number 6, guest lecture at the local college. You can actually get a lot of awesome free publicity by doing guest lectures, free trainings for people. These are so powerful and they position you as an expert, and it's a really great way to build your business. Number, I think we're on 7, create a live workshop for local business owners or local people who need your support. You can advertise this sometimes in Facebook Marketplace. You can advertise it on your social media. You can put it on Eventbrite. Like, there's all these different places that you can advertise a free local live workshop for business owners or for people in your target market. Then let's go to, I'm not even going to keep track of what number we're on. Next, we're going to go to contact everyone that you're friends with that own a business. Like, contact those people and let them know what you're up to. So you can say, hey, listen, here's what I'm going into. Do you need any support in this area? Or do you have friends that need support? I welcome referrals and connections, etc. And then, of course, if you have clients, go live with your clients and interview them on your podcast or in your Facebook group, on your social media. Make it a YouTube video, turn it into a case study. And actually, let's do one more because I'm having fun and I hope you guys are too. Look at publications that are doing ads in like your local mailer packs and write them an email and say, hey, I noticed that you're doing X, Y, and Z in this mailer. What if we were to use those same advertising dollars to generate trackable leads or reach for your business? So those are some powerful ways. Now, I feel like I could talk about this all day, but according to some people, I talk too much, which, you know, that has been a character trait of mine since I was a kid. And truth be told, that's fine. But if you want to learn more about how to secure clients, go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast. And in the show notes, you will find an entire free PDF resource that I put together for you guys. And that is 80 ways to find clients, totally free. I know you're going to love it. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Oh, but if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you screenshot it and share it on your Instagram and tag me at the Mrs. Peterson, and I will reshare it on my stories on Instagram. I'll catch you guys later. Have such a great night. Bye, everyone.